all stand as you go to the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 9 and verses number 23 and verse number 24. The Bible says here, in the middle of this story, this true story, by the way, is not a parable. It's a true event that took place. The Bible said that Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway, the Bible says, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe." And then he says something that's strange. "Help thou mine unbelief." I want to talk briefly on this little thought tonight, struggling with unbelief. Struggling with unbelief. Father, I pray tonight for divine help. I pray, God, that you would, continue to move amongst us. I pray and ask God that you take this precious word of God and let it become alive to us more than ever before. And Father, I have no doubt in my mind that many of us, starting from the pulpit all the way to the back, have struggled in the area of unbelief, if even not so tonight. But I pray, God, to remind us of what this man did about this unbelief. And I pray, God, we respond in similar fashion and then also receive the same types of results. I pray, I pray, God, that tonight you'd help us in whatever area of our lives that we need to be helped. And I pray, God, we receive the spiritual food, the spiritual nourishment that will increase our faith muscles so we can continue to contend, Lord, against the adversary that comes in our direction from day to day. And that, God, will praise you, especially as you send to us that sweet victory that only the Holy Spirit can give us. And for that, Father, we shout hallelujah. God, we love you. We owe you everything. By the way, there's one among us or watching who's not saved, blood bought, born again, redeemed, adopted. I pray, God, this will be that day they receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, yes, sir, and King. And for that, God, we'll praise you. Help us, Master. I plead the blood of Jesus. I beg you, Father, that you surround us and be a shield, be our protector, be our nourisher. Be, God, what we need you to be, as only you can be. And for that, God, we shall praise you. And then, God, if I've left anything out, no matter how small or how great, I beg you, Father, to meet that need as well, and we shall shout hallelujah. Well, your son's name we pray, not a weak Jesus, but mighty Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated struggling with unbelief. That word struggling means to contend, to engage in a struggle, to overcome, to contend with an adversary or opposing force. And I like that word struggling because it says to me right here, there's not a person who's not doing anything, but a person who is contending, a person who is in a battle, a person who is actually fighting against something that's trying to overtake this individual. And that's what we see, I believe, in these verses with this father. Most of us kind of know the story. This dad had a child that was sick, that needed help. Nobody could help him. He comes to Jesus, and Jesus responds by saying to him, in verse number 23, he says, "If," I'm not talking about your boy. He says, "If thou canst," if you are able, if you have the power to believe. He says, "All things are possible, are able, are capable to him that believeth." That word believeth there is a present participle, and it means continuously believes. That word believe means to think to be true. It also means to be persuaded. Are we persuaded? And Jesus says to this father, if you are persuaded, all things individually and collectively are possible to you. And then we get to the message. And the father responds and says straightway, the father, the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." The first thing I want us to see in this response from this father is this father's scream. The Bible says in that verse, straightway, immediately, the father of the child cried out. And that word cried out means to scream. You ever had a problem or a situation that caused you to either want or you actually did simply scream? This father screams out. He cries out. And sometimes, my friends, we have a situation that's so bad, it's so contentious, it's such a shame that it might seem like there's no way of victory, that it won't make you simply want to scream. And this father doesn't just think it. The Bible says he did it. He screamed out. He cried out. And then as he cried out and as he screamed, we see also, my dear friends, his sorrow. For the Bible says he screamed out and said with tears. And we're talking about a man here. And oftentimes it's hard for men to cry, especially in this time of period, to shed tears. So for this man to shed these tears outwardly and openly, surely lets you and I know, my dear friends, that he had sorrow, he had grief, he was hurting on the inside. He not only screamed out, but the Bible says he had tears, he had sorrow. But thank God he spoke, amen. Sometimes we don't want to speak. We don't want to talk about what's happening on the inside. We want to keep it concealed. We want to keep it guarded because we don't want to be hurt by exposing what we are thinking or what we are feeling. But my dear friends, I guarantee you that there's not one person sitting in this room tonight or that's watching on the internet or that will be watching that's not experienced something called unbelief after they're saved. After their blood poured and born again, redeemed, and on their way to a glorious heaven. But yet, unbelief. The man streams out. And then we see his sureness. He says in the next part of the verse, Lord, I believe. That word believe means to think to be true. To be persuaded. This man says to Jesus' response, I surely do believe. I am persuaded. But we got a problem. Because he responds next by saying this. Help thou mine unbelief. What I'm struggling with is unbelief. Wait a minute. We are seeing in the heart of this daddy and the heart of this father, we are seeing something called belief, and then we're seeing something called unbelief at the same time. So for somebody to tell me that you cannot believe and have unbelief at the same time has not read the Word of God. This man had belief. That means assurance. He was convinced, but at the same time, he had unbelief. And that word unbelief means this. It means disbelief, weakness of faith, faithlessness. It seems like they're contradicting one another. But can I ask us a question? Don't you and I feel that way sometimes? If we're honest, we do believe that God has the power. We do believe that God is able. And at the same very time, we wonder if it's going to actually take place. I don't see how it can. I know God can do it. I mean, but see, these are things that we want to say in public. These are not things that we want to expose to the world. I believe, but I have unbelief. What's wrong with your head? Are you crazy? How are you having both of these? But yet this man was having both. He had belief and he had unbelief at the same time. The difference is this to me. He was honest. And he asked for help. Lord, I believe. But then he says, help thou my unbelief. By the way, he ain't the first one that says something like this either. Look at Luke in chapter number 17 and verse number 5. And some of y'all going to really, really identify with this. The Bible says in Luke 17 and verse number 5. The Bible says in Luke 17 verse 5, and the apostles said unto the Lord, what? Increase our faith. I said, that's a good thing, man. Praise God. Okay. All right. Why? Why did they ask for their faith to be increased. Well, we've always been taught, let's go read the verses that preceded it. The Bible says right here, verse number 1 of chapter 17, Then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible, but that offenses will come. What? But woe unto him through whom they come, my soul. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. Watch it, y'all. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him.
Yeah, preach. That's what I'm talking.
Preach! Ah, preach! He said, rebuke him! And if he repent, what? Somebody said, rebuke him again. It said, forgive him. Watch it. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day, turn again to thee, saying, I repent. The Bible says, Jesus said, thou shalt what? Forgive him. And then the apostles responded, increase our faith. Lord, you got to, we got it, but you have to increase it. Are you telling me that this joker comes to me and 7 times a day trespasses and he keeps saying, I repent. Bam. I repent. Bam. I repent. Wham! How many times you let me wham you? I know him. He's from Chicago. He's from Illinois. He but one wham, he gonna be whamming back. Amen. This is my dear friends. We need God to increase our faith when we're faced with things of this type of nature. The Bible says here, these apostles who are following God said, increase our faith. This father, going back to Mark, he says these words, Lord, help thou mine unbelief. Let's break it down. That word help, number one, means this, to relieve, to bring aid. What we see is this supplication. That word supplication means his prayer. It means his petition. He says, relieve thou mine unbelief. Bring aid to mine unbelief, my disbelief, my weakness of faith. By the way, weakness of faith means there is some faith there, by the way. But weakness of faith or my faithlessness. He says, help, relieve me, bring me aid of this that I'm battling with. That's how we need to respond when we are feeling that way. Because there are times we are. Brett needs another vehicle. And he knows the Lord supplied and all this kind of stuff. But at the same time, you wonder when. Brother Bill Paisley, he's praying about a housing situation. You know, there's a lot of them, amen. And so, I don't know how many, there's a lot of them, amen. I can't stop counting. But nonetheless, 25. But anyhow, but nonetheless, he knows God can do that. But it's like, okay, when, Lord? I mean, is it going to be like next week? Dare not think this time next year. Oh, Lord. It's going to be a lot sooner, right, Father? I hope. I pray. I mean, you name your situation. You name your circumstance. And my dear friends, there are times when we are struggling, when we have fun, especially when it comes to the finances. That area there, it's like you sitting there, you know what's coming in on Friday. You know what's due. And you don't add up. You're like, I know God can supply the need and all this kind of stuff. But we have no overtime this week. Lord, I believe, but I don't know if you, I mean, be honest with him. This man, this father was honest. And folks, we got to start being honest with God. Yes, Lord, I believe. But Father, I'm struggling in the area of unbelief. So God, help thou my unbelief. Hey, Lord, bring aid to my unbelief. God, bring deliverance to my unbelief. Lord, do something about my unbelief. He must have been sincere. How do you know? Because of the salvation that followed. The Bible said in verse 25, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, I'm commanding thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. That's complete deliverance. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead. Insomuch that many, the Bible says, they said he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and the Bible says he arose. Apparently, Jesus answered the request of this father who said, help thou mine unbelief. God, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be straightforward with you. I believe, but I'm struggling. Help me. Bring aid. Bring rescue to my unbelief. And Jesus apparently did, because his son was helped. By the way, maybe some of us can help somebody. When we start coming to the area, you know what? Lord, I want to believe for them, but Lord, you're going to have to help me to believe for them. Because I'm struggling to believe. I'm struggling. I was thinking about those four men that took the one guy that was crippled to see Jesus Christ. I thought to myself, what friends? What friends that would carry him to see Jesus? What friends that didn't stop because of the crowd, that tore the roof off, and then let them down to see Jesus? And then Jesus said, because of whose faith? Theirs. That's the kind of friends that I want to have. Why are you saying that, preacher? Because there are times when I'm struggling in the area. No, don't say it, preacher. You're the pastor. There are don't say it, preacher. Please don't say it. There are times when I'm struggling in the area of unbelief, and I need the prayers of God's children to intercede on my behalf in those times of struggle. And if I've got those kind of friends that are praying on my behalf, I'm going to tell you what, my friends. It's going to be all right. I might be a little bit down, but I know it's going to be all right. After a while, there's somebody is praying on my behalf, and they believe in God to bring deliverance. I'll never forget Mr. Strange down in Georgia. He's going to heaven now. You going to heaven now? You going to heaven now. I think he's going to, well, he's from one of them places. But anyhow, I think he's going to heaven. I think he's going to heaven. I'll check. But nonetheless, every time I see Mr. Strange, he shake my hand. He said, I'm praying for you. You know how you do. You know, I'm just saying, I appreciate it. Thank you. But he hold my hand. So, no, I pray for you every day. Every day. When he said it like that, I know he's praying for me every day. And there are times, my dear friends, when I get defeated in my spirit. There are times when I get discouraged. There are times when I get down, cast. But at the same time, in those moments, all of a sudden, my friends, not because I've been praying, Brother Billy, but all of a sudden, I feel some strength come from somewhere. And sometimes it comes to my mind, I say, there's somebody. There's somebody that's praying somewhere on my behalf. There's somebody's prayers that's being answered right now. And I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my soul. I feel it in my spirit. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah. Amen. That father prayed for that son. And that son received deliverance. He was helped. But his daddy was honest. He says, Lord, I believe, but help you, thou, mine, it's mine, unbelief. And God did. And victory was experienced. Let me ask you tonight, are you struggling with unbelief? Are you? The question is this. We'll be honest. If we're not going to be honest, then that's like when you go to the doctor. You know, we went to the doctor yesterday. Yesterday. For Joelene. We go to the doctor's office. You know, the doctor asking questions about this, about that. I know. That's why we both have to go for each other. I'm like, don't you remember? Know this right here? Remember this right here? You know, we're not really doing, you know. And she looked at me and smiled, like, shut your mouth, you know. But we're helping one another. But the doctor can't help us if we're not honest. We walk in the doctor's office. How you doing today? I feel good. Then what you doing here? Check up. Let's check your blood pressure. It's good. Let's check it. It's up a little high. We check Jolene's and hers a little bit high. And she said, we'll probably run high because, you know, we was running to get here and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, we've been running that same number when we ain't been running to get here. And then she looked at me and smiled, you know. I'm just saying, you know, we got to do something here, amen. And the doctor wanted to do one thing, and, you know, y'all know Jolene. She wanted to do another thing. So the doctor said, we're going to try your thing, right? Yes. She said, yes. Okay, shut your mouth. Yes. but you know what, though? And y'all know this, those who work in the medical field, when people are being honest with you, then you're able to help them. When we are being honest with God, then He will help us. Well, He knows all things. Yeah, but did He not say ask? Yeah, but He know. He said ask. I know, but if he want to, He can. Yeah, and you can ask. And be honest. I'm miserable. I mean, that's how I tell. I'm miserable. Last night, what was that night? I had to go to the gym. I had to get my endorphins. And I found that there's a lot of other stuff that it releases, too. I listed all that stuff on Facebook. Some of y'all look up them words. But anyway, you know, it releases a lot of good stuff. I said, I need my endorphins. Because I was just feeling a little bit, you know, just, you know what I'm saying? I was like, I need some pick-me-up. I need to. One day I was at the gym. The other day, last week, I went to the gym. And I told you, you have to pray for me. I want to come home. And she said, no, I'm praying for you. Amen. And she prayed for me, and I kept on that treadmill, you know, and I got on the elliptical, you know, and I'm going that thing, you know. I'm like, I could just go home. And the more I did it, I know she's praying. The more I did it, the better I felt. The next thing you know, I would move. I wasn't twitching, but I'm just saying, I would move. That just didn't come out right, okay? But nonetheless, okay, I just want to clarify. But what are you saying, preacher? Be honest. That daddy was honest. Not only did he get some help, but his boy got some help too. Father, thank you for your many wonderful blessings. And I just pray, God, that we'd all just be honest with you and not try to walk around like we're super saints and super Christians, but just be honest, Lord, and just say, Lord, there are times when I'm struggling with unbelief. So, Lord, help thou my unbelief. Father, perhaps if somebody wants to come talk to you for a few moments about this or maybe something else, I don't know. But God, whatever you're saying to their hearts and their minds, I pray, God, they simply respond and come and talk to you. Because you said, come and ask, seek, and knock. The Bible even tells us that we have not because we ask not. Father, I pray that we would do just that. Ask you, but be honest about where we are in our asking. And then watch you give us the help that we so desperately need. I pray for all my brothers and my sisters that have gathered here today. And I pray, God, that each of us will leave with extra strength, extra courage, Lord, whatever extras that we need to have. For that, God will praise you. Then perhaps there's somebody here tonight that wants to intercede, like Mr. Strange. They want to intercede on someone else's behalf. They want to pray for somebody that they know that's in a battle. They're in a struggle. And they want to talk to you about it. I pray, God, they would come. So, Father, whatever the needs are, I pray, God, we come. If we can't stand or we can't kneel, maybe just stand around the altars, but just talk to you. And then we'll listen to whatever advice that you give to our hearts. And for that, God, we'll thank you. We love you. Listen, your son's name we pray. Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen.